Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Robert Simmons as we discuss this amazing gemstone, a moldavite, starborn stone of transformation. You tell a story about what happened to you when you, I guess you were meditating and you had a piece of, a piece of moldavite in your hand. Tell me what happened.
Yes. My wife, Kathy, was sensitive to what she calls and people call the energies of stones, and I wasn't. And I didn't really know if I believed in that sort of thing at all. But she said, Robert, moldavite's important in your life. You're the one who brought it in. You need to sit and meditate with the moldavite every day. So I took her advice, and I did that. And I sat there probably 6 months every morning sitting with a piece of moldavite in my hand. At first, I used two buckets of moldavite with a hand in each one on the theory that more is better. But for quite a long time, I didn't have any noticeable experience. And then there was a particular day, I thought to myself, well, today I think I'll just imagine that I'm having an experience since I haven't had any spontaneous ones. So I tried to picture myself floating up out of my body. And I felt myself, I could imagine myself kind of rise up out of the top of my own head and look down. And I sort of found my point of view. I could move my point of view up to the ceiling and see myself from above. And I was holding this big moldavite in my right hand through this whole thing. Then I found myself, I could go up through the roof and I could see the neighborhood. And at that point, the experience just took off on its own, and I wasn't willing it anymore. I just went up and up and up. Now, I don't mean my body. You know, my body was still in the room, and I'm still aware that I had a body. But at the same time, on another track of awareness, I was going way up into the stars and looked back, saw the earth, and then went even further, and the earth was not visible anymore, and it was just stars in every direction. And I found myself attracted to a particular gold-colored star. So I put my intention on going there. And in just a few minutes, I found that I was near it, and it was a huge golden sun. And around the sun, there were millions of golden orbs that were orbiting it. Like, they were quite small, but they looked like replicas of this huge sun. And there was a little thread of gold that was connecting each orb to the sun as they orbited around it. And I found myself in that place. And there was a feeling of reverence, like it was a holy procession or something, that was all these golden orbs in adoration around this giant sun. So I was experiencing all this, and I looked down at myself to think, I thought, what do I look like out here? And kind of my point of view looked to where my chest would be and where my heart would be. There was another one of those golden orbs inside me. And it had a thread connecting it to the golden sun. That astonished me. And then in the next moment, a voice from I don't know where said, the light you seek without is identical to the light within you. And in the next moment, back in the room where I was sitting, that Moldavite in my hand sizzled as though it was full of electricity or something. And an energy went right up my right arm and into my heart. And at that point, Richard, my heart just blossomed open like a big flower, and it was made out of white light. And then as that happened, there was this huge feeling of love and ecstasy. And then it continued with this light going both up and down in my spine. And all the other chakras, all the other energy centers in the body opened up one at a time like flowers of light. And this ecstasy and this holy feeling of divine presence just intensified. So there I sat in that ecstatic state. And Kathy upstairs getting ready to go to work felt something happening with me. She came downstairs and saw me across the room, and she said, Robert, you're full of light. And all I could say was, I know. And so we talked then for a little while, just as I described what had happened. And I sort of came down. If people were taking psychedelics, it was almost like that, except I don't take any of those things. But it did settle down after a while, and I was able to go to work with her and open up our shop. And the amazing thing was that for the first time, when I went into the shop, I could feel the energy of every stone in the store. The whole store was just like an energy field to me when I walked in, and I spent the day on the floor picking up one stone after another and feeling its energy. And I found that I could feel them all and also discern their differences. And that ability has never left me. It went from no ability at all to an ability to feel the qualities of all the stones just in that one day.
Go ahead. Sorry.
About this evolutionary acceleration that we've been discussing. Yeah, that's what led to my career as a writer about stones and their energies.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Does it continue to impact you, Multivite, that is, in this profound way, or has it subsided?
Multivite, I can always feel it. I don't have those experiences every day. You know, that was a big opening, and it changed my whole, I mean, in my view, it changed the energy field that I walk around with. It's my energy field, because now I'm attuned to things that I wasn't aware of before. It's also made it impossible for me to use a cell phone. I'm too sensitive for that. They make me sick. When I hold a Moldavite or wear a necklace of Moldavite, I definitely feel it, and it warms me up. That feeling of heat is one of the most common sensations people report when they hold a Moldavite. They get warm. And sometimes they have a thing called, that we've named, the Moldavite flush, where there'll be a release at the heart, like mine, but not as, you know, not filled with light and all that. And then they'll get hot in their face and their cheeks will turn red. I've seen this happen many times when the first time people hold a Moldavite. But in answer to your question, yes, you know, it's still a strong energy for me. And I can't wear one of those necklaces for very long because it's too intense. But, you know, that's my sensitivity. I do think it's very beneficial for people to carry it and wear it.
So tell me about these two strange characters. I think you described them as men in black who came into your shop and started behaving in a very strange manner.
Yeah, this is one of the sort of good anecdotes about our beginning year in the Moldavite business and in heaven and earth, our shop. It was the very first Christmas after we were open, and it was probably a few days before Christmas. And it was in the end of the day. It was dark outside. Kathy and I had been working 7 days a week, but we were happy because everything was working well. Just getting ready to tally up and close, and the phone rang. And it was a woman who we didn't know that spoke to Kathy and said, out of nowhere, I want you to stop me from committing suicide. I want you to talk me out of it. So Kathy was like shaken by that, but she thought, well, you know, somebody wants help, I've got to try. So she waved at me and said, pointed that she was going in the back room. And she hadn't been in there 10 seconds before the door opened. And these two men in black suits walked in. And they were really, really weird. I mean, it's hard to explain how and why. The first thing is, nobody ever came into our store in a suit, let alone a black suit. And here were two of them. And they proceeded to sort of stride around the place and making crude, kind of odd remarks and not talking to me, but talking to each other. So one of them would walk across the room and pick up a beautiful quartz cluster, and he would say to his companion, "Oh, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen," and then smack. it down on the glass. Didn't break it, but it was loud. And then the other one went over to another spot in the store, and he picked up this blob of black obsidian, and he pointed to it to his friend. He said, "Well, that's beautiful. Ah, 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 ah." I'm trying to sound like they did, so you get how weird they were.
Yeah, it sounds like they were sent down from central casting or something.
I mean, you know, I had read about just a little about this Men in Black phenomenon that I can't remember the author's name, but he wrote about it quite a bit in the 80s. And they were sort of portrayed in the writing as kind of imitations of human beings that were, you know, nobody really knew whether they had to do with extraterrestrial stuff or whether they had to do with, you know, sinister things that Earthlings are doing, but they definitely had a sinister feeling to them. And when I saw them in the store, I immediately got scared, but I also felt like I had to go right up to them and walk around right next to them so that they wouldn't break something or steal something. And this went on for a bit. They finally came around to the jewelry case, and I went behind the counter, and the older one pointed, he finally looked at me, and he pointed to the Moldavite, and he said, "What's that stuff?" And I said, I don't know why I said this, because it came through me, not from me, but it was this sort of a powerful voice coming through me that said, "That's Moldavite. You wouldn't be interested in it." And this creature or whatever he was kind of went, "Oh, okay." And the two of them just walked out. The door shut. And seconds after the door shut, I went and locked it. And as I was doing that, Kathy came out from the back room and she said, "It's so weird. I was talking to this woman trying to help her decide not to kill herself. And all of a sudden her whole attitude changed and she just said, 'Oh, thank you very much. Bye-bye.' And hung up." So it was an anomalous event, you know, and it felt to us as though they were, those two things were some connected in a weird way, almost as if somebody wanted to separate me and Kathy while whatever shenanigans the Men in Black were going to pull happened in the front. We don't know, you know, we never saw them again, but it was a very paranormal moment.
It seems as if the Moldavite scared them off.
It felt like that to me. It felt like when they put their attention on it, and I believe this and still do, that Moldavite's high vibration does not resonate and with negativity. It doesn't resonate with darkness. It clears that stuff away. And that not only in that moment, but in your own energy field or in a space that you might be in. It doesn't pick up things. You know, people who are into crystals as I am now, sometimes they say, "Well, I need to cleanse my crystal's energy because it's getting clogged up with yuck, you know, polluted energies." But with a Moldavite, it never happens. It seems like it has such intensity and such high vibration that it can actually clear other stones and it can keep your own energy field clear.
So when you own Moldavite, is bigger better in terms of all of these attributes and effects, serendipity, good health, prosperity?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I should say about prosperity, in the early days, we were still struggling, you know, to make ends meet. And until Kathy got the idea of taping a little thin Moldavite into our checkbook. And after that, we never were short of money. Now, I don't know if that's why, but she did it for that purpose, and that was what happened afterwards. But as far as size goes, Richard, I would say it's kind of like size doesn't matter. What matters is your own feeling of connection or attraction to whatever piece you get. And when people order Moldavites from us at Heaven and Earth, my own staff is trained to tune into the person and then go feel what stone or what piece of Moldavite in this case would be resonating best for them. And they've learned to do that. So, but it's a thing about feeling. It isn't like a linear thing, like the bigger the stone, the better the energy or the more the energy.
Did I read in the book that Queen Elizabeth II and Winston Churchill were both big fans of Moldavite?
Yeah, they both had them. Queen Elizabeth had a necklace, I believe, that was made of Moldavite gems. And Churchill had a pocket piece. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of famous, there's a fair number of famous people who have gotten Moldavite, including the Pope. Pope John Paul II had a Moldavite rosary. And there are stories about a Moldavite chalice that existed that was in the Catholic Church that disappeared sometime during World War II.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.